Ian Schill's Green Lantern is finally in theaters. I was always more of a Green Arrow guy myself, but I imagine they'll get around to making a movie of that as well. Then we'll move on to the Red Bollocks, Purple Onion, Mauve Rover, and The Flash. Well, maybe not The Flash. See, the guy moves so fast you can't see him. That would save a bundle in special effects, I suppose, but it wouldn't defeat the purpose of the movie. Speaking of movies in which you can't see the hero, aren't we about due for another Invisible Man movie? I always like those movies, even the stupid Kevin Bacon one a few years back. Two things you have to have in an Invisible Man movie. One, a scene in which the Invisible Man slowly removes bandages while chuckling insidiously or laughing fiendishly. The other thing is a plot element, that invisibility makes you insane. I don't know why that would be, but one of the plot elements is always that the Invisible Man wants to take over the world, or sneak up on people and hit them with chairs, or spy on women as they take their clothes off. Seems to me you could make a decent living as an Invisible Man, as a magician's assistant, for example, or helping out with special effects in movies by making stuff fly through the air. You could probably get a job in an Invisible Man movie as the stand-in for Ryan Gosling. Anyway, Green Lantern. On the billboards for the movie, there's not just one Green Lantern. There seem to be oodles of them. Lizard-like Green Lanterns, a walrus-like Green Lantern, dozens of Green Lanterns from all across the universe. This is another thing I've noticed with these kinds of movies now. You can't just have one guy in a unitard. I mean, the X-Men. There are dozens of X-Men. You can't get them all on the screen at the same time. There's so many. Or if there's just one superhero, you have to have more than one bad guy. In the last Spider-Man, there are three bad guys. He was fighting some guy made of dirt and a childhood friend gone insane and his own evil twin or something. So when they actually do make another Invisible Man movie, there will probably be 15 Invisible Men all doing battle with each other, none of whom you can see, in 3D. Maybe I'll just wait for the Broadway version. I gotta go.